fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 15th day of May, year of our Lord, 2020, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. We're now accepting volunteers. If you want to volunteer to do the Pledge of Allegiance, just send me an email and put pledge in the subject line. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The expanded prepper tip of the day begins with the following. Check all your rechargeable batteries. Make sure they're in good condition. You want the low self-discharge ones if you're just now getting them, or if you review what you have. All rechargeable batteries do lose their charge just sitting on the shelf. And check your chargers. Need at least 2 high-quality chargers, and keep those batteries organized. I like to keep one tray waiting to be charged and another tray fully charged. That's how I do it. Moving on from there, we are accepting orders for Berkey water filters. No, you won't get next-day delivery, as we could have done 3 months ago. You'll be waiting 6 to 8 weeks, maybe longer, but we will accept your order for Berkey water filters. And good news, we have doTERRA On Guard in stock, ready for immediate shipment. Limit 1 bottle per customer, unless you buy a kit that has On Guard in it. On Guard is the doTERRA proprietary blend, duplicating what was used in Europe during the bubonic plague to protect people from bubonic plague. I am a doTERRA dealer. I'm a Berkey dealer. And there's a drop-down menu at my website at thelibertyman.com. Friday morning's first hour, we talk about emergency survival communication and related topics with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom began his quest to become quite knowledgeable in emergency survival communications, ham radio, electronics in general, more than half a century ago. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John, on this rainy day in the Ozarks. How are you?
It is definitely a rainy day in the Ozarks. Yesterday was a sunny day in the Ozarks until late afternoon. I got my first motorcycle ride in this year, believe it or not. Longest I've ever gone, just between my schedule and the weather. But I had a nice ride, about 38 miles, and thoroughly enjoyed it. The motorcycle ran like a dream, as I expected it would. And got some time to work on the Triumph. Also got it running. I'll have it back out in the road probably, as soon as the weather breaks. I can't take it out in the rain because it has no
top.
Yeah,
I'd like to see that car again in some better lighting. That's a neat car, John.
Yep. It's going to be a lot of fun. But it's a fair weather automobile. I removed the windshield. It has two Brooklands racing windscreens. The top obviously can't be used. So it's a fair weather car and will be for the foreseeable future. Well, Tom, I was contacted by a lady. She's down in West Plains, Missouri, a 76-year-old widow. And she had a question that comes up a lot. How can I meet people of like mind? So I offered some suggestions, including going to the ARRL.org, that's Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org, Amateur Radio Relay League.org, and suggested that she, that she find the local ham radio club, which all the ham radio clubs nationwide are listed at that website, aren't they, sir?
They are, and, you know, and then sometimes there's ham radio informal type of groups. They're not actually a club, but they meet sometimes on a weekly basis. We were doing that in my area for a while. Unfortunately, some of the fellows passed away and that group broke up, but we would get together once a week to have coffee and just talk about ham radio subjects and life in general. It was very interesting.
Of course, those informal groups would not be listed at the ARRL.org website, would they, sir?
No, they would not be, but once you find a ham club, you'll find out that some of those people get together with side groups. They have similar interests. There's so many different facets to ham radio. You can go many different directions. Some people just like to talk, and they want to see how far they can communicate. Others are interested in building things. Some people like to experiment with antennas. Others like to try out different types of radio equipment, new modes of transmission. There's a huge interest in the digital communications, and there's quite a few of those types of stations on the air now. And so sometimes those of like mind with those specific interests will get together on their own, and there might be two or three, four or five people get together, and they'll talk for hours. They might go to a coffee shop or the local restaurant and have a meal and just discuss their interest and share ideas and success and failures. Many times the failures are what cause you a lot of grief, but so many people have already traveled that road and are willing to share their ideas and how not to make the mistakes they've already made, so they can save you a lot of time. It's just a good thing to do, and go to the ham club anyway, meet everybody. Even if you're not a ham operator, they'll welcome you and they'll help you get started. You can get the study materials, pass that test. You'll be on the air with everybody else, and then you'll meet a whole lot of people that are like-minded. So many of the hams, John, are interested in preparedness, and we both know that. And I think anybody that has even the slightest bit of interest would do well by going to one of their meetings and seeing what it's all about.
Well, I have far less experience with ham clubs than you do, Tom, but my limited experience tells me that about 9 out of 10 licensed ham people are also interested in preparedness. What do you say?
I think so. I think you're correct on that. And they're very knowledgeable on the subject. Many of these hams study this. And, of course, communications is such a big part of preparedness. It's just a natural thing for to be overlapping like that. And you're going to find that so many of these ham clubs will actually talk about preparedness at their meetings. So it might be a good mix for this lady to look into that.
Right. I was at the home of a local ham guy, and he invited me to his ham shack. He took one of his bedrooms of his home, and the entire room was a ham shack. And he says, John, I can duplicate everything that the emergency communications, we have a communications center here in Crawford County, and most counties have these now, modern communications center. He says, I can duplicate everything they do right here in this room. And he had an impressive array of equipment, to say the least, and a nice antenna set up outside. But that's not all that unusual, is it, sir?
No, it's really not, John. And I've got a deal cooking right now. I'm thinking about, well, I'm not even thinking, I'm going to do it. I'm going to set up a 900 megahertz repeater. And already got some of the equipment being shipped in. But that's a new type of band. Well, for me, it's new. I've worked on equipment in the past, but as on a commercial basis. But in the ham arena, I don't believe there's any, unless there might be some, but I'm not aware of it. But the big manufacturers of ham equipment, I don't believe there's any of them making any equipment for the 900 megahertz band. So you have to use converted commercial equipment. When so much of this 800 megahertz equipment went offline with upgrades and things like that, there's a ton of that stuff available, very low prices. And that band, it's wide open. There's not a lot of activity on there, so you can set up a system. And especially in a metropolitan area, I'm going to do it out here in the country. But it's just something I'm interested in doing and to learn more about how that band operates. So we're going to set up a 900 megahertz repeater in my area.
All right. Before I forget, Tom, tonight's movie night in Davisville. Our film is The Hudson Boys. It's based on a true story about five or six young men in the 1920s who robbed more than 80 banks and more than seven trains, the most successful bank robbers in the history of our country. And not a single person died during all those events. I'm looking forward to it. It looks like a lot of high adventure.
Did they get away with a lot of loot?
They got away with a lot of loot. There was a scene in there where the leader of the gang is sitting across the desk from a banker, and the banker has got a stack of negotiable bonds, government bonds in his hands, worth we don't know how much, tens of thousands of dollars. And they're negotiating how much the banker is going to offer the bank robbers for the bonds. So the banker said, well, I'll give you 70 cents on the dollar for these and never tell anybody. And the bank robber says, you'll give us 75 cents on the dollar and we'll never rob your bank. It was a pretty funny scene. It was pretty funny.
I wish I could, John, I'm so darn busy now. I wish I could be there for that movie. I'd love to see that.
Well, it's a long trip for you. It's what, an hour and a half drive one way for you?
Oh, I go all over the place. I don't worry about distance that too much. I just plan the time and go.
Well, the movie starts at 7 p.m. sharp, and we have brats and hot dogs and ice cream and candy, and popcorn, coffee, soda, water. It's a lot of fun. There's no charge for the movie, of course. It's
what time does it start? 7?
Starts at 7. Starts sharply at 7. Yep.
I might consider that. Where's it going to be?
American Legion Hall in Davisville. We have a 10-foot screen, a 3,500 lumen projector. We had the two front speakers came from a high school gymnasium. They're massive, and then two back speakers, so we have surround sound. And it's very nice, very nice. We turned an 80-year-old schoolhouse into a movie hall is what we've done. Nice padded seats, by the way, and extra cushions for those who need an extra cushion.
Well, I'll see if I can rearrange things, John. I'd like to see that movie, that's for sure.
Well, it'd be a lot of fun, and people of like mind. This is our preparedness group. It's just not.
Hey, let me tell you a quick story about a similar subject. This happened to my dad when he was a kid growing up during the Depression in Arkansas. He lived, they lost everything, you know, and lived in shacks and things like that. But they were a neighboring farm. That farmer fared a little better than everybody else and was able to keep the farm. It became obvious how he kept the farm in later years, but they had a hay barn way down.
It was whiskey, right?
No, well, kind of, but it's even better than that, John. Way down by it, there was a lake, and then not too far away was the White River. And at the time my dad was living, they had he traded one of their, they had an old car, I don't remember what car, but they traded it for a houseboat, and they were living on a, him and his dad were living on a houseboat for a while on the White River, and they had the thing docked. And anyway, there at the neighboring farm, that kid wanted to go fishing, so they all got together, all the local kids, and they were going to go fishing down at that lake, and they had to go past that hay barn. And when they were walking down there with their fishing poles, there were some guys, there was a car parked in that hay barn, and some guys started scrambling, and they closed the doors. And those kids ran back up to the farmhouse to tell, the one kid told his dad, hey, we're going down to go fishing at the lake, and there's some guys in a car parked in that hay barn. That my dad said that kid's dad took his belt off, and he whipped every one of those kids and said, you don't ever go down there again, and you didn't see anything, and don't talk about it. So my dad never went to that kid's farm again. World War II broke out, and he enlisted. And after the war, he had to come back. And I don't know, it may have been even my grandpa's funeral. But somebody had died in the area, and my dad went back for the funeral, and that farmer was there. And he came up to my dad, and he apologized to him. He said, when you guys were kids, he says, you remember that day I had to whip all of you? And my dad says, yeah, he said, I never came back because of that. And he said, yeah, I don't blame you. But he said, unfortunately, he said, I had to do that to shut you kids up. That was Pretty Boy Floyd and his gang. After they would rob banks and that, they'd hide out down in the Missouri and Arkansas Ozarks. They'd hide out for a while, and the people would put them up. They'd hide them out. Nobody knew nothing. He was hiding in that guy's barn, him and his buddies. And they... until the heat died down, I went out on another job. That kind of reminded me of that, John. And my dad said that everybody, had lost property and their savings and everything with these banks. And they looked at Charlie Floyd as he was a folk hero. And the people, he would never rob from the, if there was a farmer, he would let them keep their, if you robbed a bank and there was a farmer in there, somebody with dirty fingernails and overalls, he wouldn't take anything from them. And so the guy told a lot of stories about Charlie Floyd, and the people liked him. I know he was maybe a bad guy, but in some ways he was a good guy. So there you go. That's your story for Friday.
All right. Well, we appreciate that, Tom. We got a question or comment about emergency survival communications or preparedness, either one. We will certainly entertain those calls at 800-313-9443. Tom, since last week, General Flynn's case has exploded on the news. It was kind of in the background there for a number of months, and it keeps taking new twists and turns. The evidence I'm aware of, and it's real evidence, is that complicity of both Hussein Obama and Joe Biden in this criminal activity. And what took place against General Flynn was absolutely criminal activity. I believe the media will hype this up to make it appear to the Obama supporters that Obama is being unfairly targeted, that he might be subject to arrest, which of course he won't be, and that people need to rally to his aid and maybe engage in civil disorder to exonerate and protect Hussein Obama. I see a recipe for disaster here in terms of civil disorder in the coming months. What do you think, sir?
Well, yeah, John, it's hard to say what's going to happen with all of that, but it's going to stir up the people. And I just wouldn't want to be in a large metropolitan area in a densely populated city if things came unglued like they did it in Ferguson, a few years ago. So it's going to, it could be bad, and this is where communications comes in. And, John, you talk about emergency communications. That's where, and I'm not a big fan of portable radios, HTs, so to speak, walkie-talkies, things like that, but this is where they would come in handy, where you could talk, don't rely on a repeater, talk car to car. If you have to get out of an area and you're...
Hold that thought. We got a break. Be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 15th of May. The month is half over. We're talking about emergency survival communications and preparedness in general. The call number is 800-313-9443. As we mentioned earlier, the gateway to learning what you want to learn, what you need to learn about preparedness, is the ARRL.org website. It's the entree. It's the portal. It's the place to find everything you need. Right, Tom?
That is absolutely correct, John. There's other websites as well, but that's the one to start with, and you can go from there, do some searching. You'll find a lot of other ham websites and discussion groups and so on, but the ARRL.org is the association, and they're the lobbyists for ham operators too, so they help with frequency bans and legislation that could affect ham radio operations, and they have been at that for around 100 years now.
Outstanding. Well, it's a great service, and I would encourage people to belong to the ARRL.org organization. It's a worthwhile group to belong to. And we don't know how much time we've got. Earlier this year, I was concerned about the events of the first Tuesday in November. Things are on fast forward. There may be a vaccination ready for 300 million Americans plus as soon as September, which that can't be done. I started saying in March of this year that the vaccines have been in refrigerators for 6 months already. And I do truly believe that. Looks like we got a call here, Tom. We got Ted in Hawaii. Good morning, Ted.
Hi, John. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Really good. What's on your mind?
Well, I found something I think might be useful. Wanted to pass to you. There's a federal statute, a law, that's called Color of Law, Title 18, U.S. Section 242 of the Justice Department, but it says that whoever under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned, not more than 1 year or both. But it actually makes it a crime to deprive anyone of their rights under the Constitution, First Amendment. So these governors, mayors, any official can actually be held criminal liable for what they're doing. It's called color of law, and right. It's real, and no one seems to be using it. So it would be good if someone would use it.
Right. Well, of course, private citizens can't charge anybody with a crime. That's going to only be done by the Department of Justice. But there's probably a civil version of that as well. And keeping in mind that civil suits take, at that level, take years to litigate. We don't have years. If people want you to take a vaccination, you don't have time for litigation. You either escape, you use force to stop it, or you submit to the vaccination. That's going to be the three choices when it's in your face, Ted.
Well, I agree, but I mean, number one, there is no cure for a virus. We know there's no cure for the common cold, so that's not possible. But I'm just saying, to shut down churches by fiat decree, no governor has the right to do that. Here's the statute and federal law that prohibits it, and so you can just say no. I mean, we can open today. You just open today.
Well, in Missouri, the churches never closed. We had a lockdown in Missouri, but the churches were exempt in Missouri where we have freedom. Ted, you could build a $500,000 house in my neighborhood with no building permit, no inspections. You can own all the machine guns you want to own. You can own a fully operational tank if you choose to in Missouri. And the churches, many of them stayed open, some closed. That was their choice. We have freedom in Missouri, Ted.
We don't have it in Hawaii. That's what I'm saying. You cannot lie down on the beach in Hawaii today. They will come and arrest you.
Right.
Now, this is not America. This is not Hawaii.
I got a beach down the road here on the Huzhou River, and you can go and lay down there if you like. It's a little overcast today, but nobody's going to bother you.
Well, I'm just saying that someone did years ago fight the state of Hawaii over this and claiming this color of law statute, and it apparently is a real thing. And I'm just saying this is valid everywhere. It's valid.
It is,
so
I made a note of it. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. God bless you.
Got a Bob in the Hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back. And we're back, J.R. Moore, on Friday. It is Friday the 15th of May. The month is half over. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. You find yourself at home with a lot of discretionary time, looking for things to do? Well, there's a lot of educational material at my website, things that will inform you. You'll find things that you may not know even exist. I think there's a high likelihood of that, depending on who you are, of course. A lot of esoteric things there. I'll be talking to my webmaster about consolidating some things so they're easier to find. I'm going to consolidate all the things to do with the communist threat altogether, so people don't need to be searching all over my website to find these matters. I've been telling people publicly and privately, my closest and best friends, that I'm getting ready for World War III. That's what I'm personally doing. Not that I have a whole lot to do, because I'm pretty much ready, but that is what I'm doing. And you do your homework, you come to your own conclusions, and then do what you think you need to be doing. Regardless of your conclusions, however, you probably would like to have more energy. You probably would like to sleep like a small child every night, like I do, and wake up with no pain, full of energy, ready to meet the demands of the day, the challenges of the day, like I do. And like Steve Whitman does. If you didn't hear Steve's testimony yesterday, the last half hour of my show, it's very, very valuable. Steve is quite a guy, giving me and the energy cleaner credit for saving his life. Very humbling to have somebody give you credit for saving your life in person and in a book. But that's with the energy cleaner. That's what happened. Only $285 shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with it, they do vary in price. Whatever you need, we got it. We got twin size, full, queen, king, California king, the handy travel size. So check out the details at my website. Keep in mind the following. I do something your healthcare provider is highly unlikely to do. I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you heard Steve, you heard him talk about how within a week of using the energy cleaner, he felt so good he started lifting weights again, something he had not done for 20 years. Not in the same manner, anyway. So you can place your order right there at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check if you need to. And I got a toll-free hour line, 24 hours a day. Don't try to contact me. You won't get me. Toll-free hour line only, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Tom Berryhill, we're talking about emergency survival communication and preparedness in general. Tom, something that comes up a lot, people will be in their favorite sporting goods store, and they'll see on display what you and I call blister pack radios. These will be these small Motorola handhelds about the size of a pack of cigarettes, and it'll say on the package, you can talk 18 miles, you can talk 25 miles, you can talk 36 miles. Well, that's between two mesas in Arizona. That's the only place that can happen, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, that's true. That's about it. I'd laugh every time I see those things. I don't know if you could get 18 blocks with those. They don't go very far at all. I think they're reliable for maybe two city blocks, yeah. Maybe a little farther, but that's about it.
I've used those radios on operations where executive protection, for example, where we're never more than, maybe 100 or 200 feet apart, restaurants, truck stops, things like that, two vehicles that are within sight of each other. If you have to understand the limitations of these, of all radios, including these. If you understand the limitations and stay within those limitations, you'll be okay, won't you, Tom?
That's true, and the limitations are quite a few. It's the little antenna on there, first of all, is a compromise. It's not very big. And then the low power, those are UHF. They work on the family radio service or the GMRS frequencies. And you're just quite limited because of the low power, the very small antenna. There's just not much you can do with them. But they are, like you said, if you're following car to car, you could talk. If you're within sight of each other, if you get too far ahead of the other car, forget it. It just won't work.
That's
and there's a lot of traffic on there. Those are getting more popular. And out in the rural areas, not too bad, but you might hear stores using them. A lot of retail stores will use those for their salespeople, and they're really popular for that. And that's a perfect application for those types of radios. But for what we're talking about, preparedness and being out in the field, I wouldn't rely on those for any great distances, that's for sure. You need something, a high-power mobile unit is a lot better. And even then, John, a 100-watt mobile unit on VHF, I've done this. We were able to talk a few miles, and if there was any obstructions, things like that, tall buildings, heavily wooded areas, hills and valleys, forget it. Even then, a 100-watt mobile unit could only go 5 or 6 miles.
Right. Well, trees are full of water. And they very effectively curtail and block a radio signal, don't they?
That's very true. Very true.
Absolutely. So,
especially on the UHF band, and that's where those little radios operate. Foliage is more something to really pay attention to if you're operating on the UHF bands, 400 megahertz and higher. The higher you go in frequency, the more you have to worry about foliage absorbing some of the signal.
Right, right. Well, our ham shack at my place here, we've got a mast that puts the antenna just above the treetops. And in fact, I talked using 5 watts. I was able to talk to a repeater in Hillsboro, Missouri, from my location here with only 5 watts.
And is that tall, almost like a mountain behind you?
Right. It's almost like a mountain. Yeah. It's, you know, you go up my back door, it's the equivalent of going up a 12-story building. It's, you know, at least 120
and
feet above.
And you know what, John, with that, as long as that feed line was, you may have only had 1 watt going out the antenna.
Well, the radio was at the base of the mast, not all the way down at my house.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah, because that's quite a distance for a transmission line.
No, that would be a lot of coax, to say the least. Without some kind of some way to amplify that signal, it would have been a disaster. Regardless, until people get the knowledge first, it's important to get the knowledge before one starts buying equipment. Otherwise, you could be making several hundreds, if not thousands, of dollars of mistakes, couldn't you?
Yeah, and that's an expensive way to learn. You do have to take your time to do some research. There's not a lot of time right now if you want to get something on the air and have a working system. Time is at a premium right now, John. We all know that. But it is, just, I guess, better to do something than to sit back and do nothing. But portable radios, those little blister pack things, forget it. You need something a little better than that. If you want to use, like I was describing earlier, today is if you were in a metropolitan area and you had to get out and you had several vehicles traveling together, you might be able to stay close enough to use those types of radios. But I personally would use the higher power UHF 440 megahertz ham type units that operate at 4 or 5 watts. And even an external, even a magnetic mount antenna on the roof of the vehicle would help quite a bit. But even working from inside the car, you'd be able to talk pretty securely for a half a mile or so between the cars, and you could stay together. I think that wouldn't be too hard to do. Sometimes a magnetic mount antenna, and some of these radios, you're able to unscrew the antenna and put the antenna line right into the radio. That's very helpful. And of course, if you can put regular mobile units in, that's the best. And I wouldn't rely on repeaters either. So many people get into ham radio, John, and all they've ever used was a cell phone, and it works everywhere. But there's a huge infrastructure that makes that cell phone work. Towers all over the place, and that's how a cell phone works. It hands off to the next tower. As you travel through an area, as your signal, the system is constantly monitoring that signal, and when it becomes weak, it switches you off to the next available cell site where your signal is stronger, and it just keeps transferring the call around to the various towers that are nearby. That's not the case with ham radio, especially the repeater system. It's at a fixed location, maybe a tall tower or a building, a mountaintop. And depending on how high that repeater is, that's the type of coverage you're going to get. It's always a compromise, though, when you're trying to use a handheld portable radio. A high-power mobile unit is better. Now, what I've done in the past is set up a mobile repeater, a very low-power, one-tenth of a watt mobile repeater that interfaced with the higher-power mobile unit, and that effectively put in the palm of your hand with that small HT, you're within 500, 600, maybe 1,000 feet of that vehicle, you'd be able to communicate through that very high power mobile unit from that HT. So basically, the HT in your hand, you could take that in a building with you or what have you, and that would transmit back to your car. Then it would go through the high power unit in the car back to a repeater or a distant station that you're trying to talk to. That's what the law enforcement people use, and that's why their HTs work so well, because they have that type of an infrastructure set up with their equipment. And the hams can do the same thing. It's a little bit involved, but getting involved with a ham radio club, you might meet others that have done that, and they can guide you through setting something like that up. That's what I've always done. It works exceptionally well. it's something to take into consideration if you are planning any type of system.
Well, many people listening to us, we may as well be talking Greek, Tom, the things that were being talked about. I understand that. I appreciate it. When I first was exposed to ham radio, it was a mystery to me as well. But that only lasts a few months. You start going to the ham radio meetings, you start your study, and after 2 or 3 months, things start falling into place, and they make sense, and it's no longer Greek, is it?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And seeing is believing, and when you're at those ham clubs, these people will show you how their systems work. If they have something like that set up in their car after the meeting's over, a lot of them will go out in the parking lot, and they'll show the system and describe how it works and let you try it out if you'd like. And then you see exactly what's involved. You can make note of the various equipment types that are required, and you can obtain those same items. And then usually those people are more than willing to help you set up your own system in a similar way. And they've already worked out all the details, so it's pretty easy to duplicate. The second setup is always the easiest one, John. That first one is what takes all the effort. And then to duplicate it numerous times is not that big of a task, because all the details have already been worked out, and it's easy to do it time and time again.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to keep encouraging people. Time is short. We don't know how much time there is. The deep state is in absolute panic mode with the revelations coming out about General Flynn and the orders to attack General Flynn in this criminal undertaking came directly from Hussein Obama. We have very powerful forces at work here that they will not go down without a fight, will they, Tom?
No, they will not. And these are some incredible times we're living through, John, some craziness going on. And, of course, we talk about emergency communications. If there's ever a time where you needed to have an emergency communication set up, it's right now.
That's right. This is the time. Right now, everything works. The Internet works. FedEx is delivering. UPS is delivering. The various houses that sell ham radio equipment are in operation. I believe they're all in operation. I might be wrong. Ready and waiting to take your order and get product out. But don't just start willy-nilly ordering equipment. You need the knowledge first, so you make intelligent, smart choices. But getting back to the HTs again, handy talkies, which civilians call walkie-talkies, you want to make the right choice for the following reason. If you've got, say, 6 family members and they all are going to get an HT, you want to make sure they all have the same HT for the following reason: compatibility of antennas, speaker mics, holsters, and chargers, and, of course, batteries. Very, very important. Chargers and batteries are all compatible. Ending up with 2 or 3 different systems with 2 or 3 different size batteries, different size chargers, it just makes a logistical nightmare, doesn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it really does. If you're going to have like a fleet type of radio system for your family or your group of friends, acquaintances, it's really nice to standardize the equipment. And again, if there's any problems and repairs have to be made, whoever's doing that gets the hands-on experience with it, and then the next one may have the same problem, and they can get it repaired and take care of any troubles like that pretty quickly. So it's nice to standardize on that equipment. If you can do it, it's really the way to go.
Absolutely. It is the way to go. And the way to avoid these mistakes is to do what we suggest. Absolutely do what we suggest. And avoid mistakes that are expensive and time-consuming and won't help you achieve your goal. Right, Tom?
That's correct. That's exactly right, John.
So pay heed. Pay heed, ladies and gentlemen. Get busy. Find that local ham radio club. Join that local ham radio club. Start studying for your license. And there's a bonus here we haven't talked about this show. High-quality used equipment is sold and traded back and forth in these ham radio clubs at very good prices, aren't they, Tom?
All the time. And there's more of that than ever going on right now because of these restrictions of gathering. And a lot of these ham fests have been canceled. So there's a lot of online sales going on, and the ham clubs are still getting together, but at a distance, I suppose. And then there you can make your deals and buy equipment right then and there. There's a lot of that going on. And you put the word out. If you're at a ham club or one of these online forums, you can put the word out about what you're looking for and most likely find it pretty quick amount of time.
All right. Here's our last break. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday. It is Friday, the 15th of May. Well, Tom, this hour has flown by. We got the word out, as we do every Friday, the first hour. And I get emails. I share these emails with you, Tom, about from people who are grateful that we woke them up, that they're moving forward to get their ham radio license. And it's gratifying to know that we're having some positive impact, isn't it, sir?
It really is, and there's quite a bit of interest in it, John, so it is nice when we hear about somebody getting their license, they're on the air, and they're learning more about it and getting their system set up. Those that have done this over the past year or so have place themselves ahead of that learning curve, and they're in good shape right now, and they're, you learn as you go, and they're setting these things up and getting their equipment ready. If it hits the fan, those people will be in touch. They'll be able to communicate and not have to worry about telephone systems, whether it be landline or cell phones. They'll be in touch with friends and family.
And those who don't pay heed, they'll be sitting there with their mind going to the worst possible scenario immediately, because that's human nature. For those unfortunate people who don't pay heed to what we're talking about.
That's correct. Absolutely, John.
It's a shame. It's a shame. But that's we wake up the people that can be woke up, and the people who do get woke up and get the training, get the equipment. We're looking at something that could easily be a matter of life and death, aren't we, sir?
I believe so. I think you're correct. And now's the time. It's very late in the game, but it's not too late to get started. And if there's not enough time for you to learn how to get your ham radio license, you could at least obtain a scanner and maybe a shortwave radio. I think the shortwave radio with single sideband capabilities will be very, very important in the coming days and years, because you'll be able to get information from sources that are outside of the United States. And sometimes you learn more of the truth that way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Tom, I don't want to be cut off by the music. I want to thank you for being with us as always, sir, and we'll talk privately soon. I appreciate it.
Okay, John. Thank you.
Okay. At the top of the hour break, we'll be back with Dr. Lynn Wilbert, and we'll be talking about health-related matters. What a guy, Dr. Lynn Wilbert, my personal physician, my wife, Dr. Moore's personal physician, and he's the real deal. He's traveled all over the country teaching seminars to other doctors, giving his knowledge, his wisdom to other doctors to help them accomplish their goal of helping people with their health. Okay. That's what we'll do. We'll wrap up the week with Dr. Wilbert as usual. I'll be talking to Sam Andrews soon over the weekend. We're looking at training, setting up a week-long training situation. And I should also mention Dr. Bill Deagle is looking for $50,000 money to help him develop protocols, medicine to help people with the Chinese flu. It's an interesting concept. I believe he's already applied for a patent. And if you want to be an investor with Dr. Deagle, just give me a call. My number's at my website. Top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.